You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I want to begin with something simple today. Really simple. Just take a breath. Just pause and take a breath, a real one, because guess what? You made it. Because the past few weeks have been a lot. Eclipse season with two powerful eclipses back to back through August has been doing what eclipses do, accelerating things, ending things, illuminating things we might have preferred to keep in the dark a little longer. And for many people, August was confronting. It was emotional and exhausting in the way that only real transformation can be. And right now, the cosmos is offering us something we genuinely need. We've moved into Virgo season, and September begins with a collective exhale, a chance for our nervous systems to recalibrate after life has been lifing. And the last quarter moon arrives on September 4, helping us look at what changed with perspective and far less emotional intensity. Because the sky is not pushing right now, it's tending. And into that tender, healing energy, well, this week's Oracle card arrives. And this week, I'm using another of my favorite decks, which is the Clarifying Life Situations. And the card that I've drawn from this deck this week is, in the reverse position, Sorrow Heals, blending into my shirt. But the message for this card, which, as I said, is in the reverse position, is in the shadow of heartache, growth emerges. Let pain shape you, not define you, as brighter days beckon just ahead. So sorrow heals. That's the message for this week. And I want to sit with this card gently today because it's not a card to rush. Sorrow heals doesn't minimize what you've been through. It doesn't arrive with toxic positivity or empty reassurances. It doesn't say, oh, cheer up, or oh, everything happens for a reason, in that breezy way that makes grief feel like an inconvenience. What it does say is something far more profound. This hurt you, and it's also growing you. Both things at the same time. Because sorrow, real sorrow, the kind that lands in your chest and changes the shape of you, is one of the most powerful teachers a human soul has. Not because pain is good, but because surviving it, discovering what remains when something we loved is gone, reveals something essential about who we are. And can you feel the truth of that in your own life? Think of a sorrow that you've already moved through, something that once felt unsurvivable. Notice on the other side of it who you became. What compassion you carry now, what strength you discovered, what mattered more and what mattered less. And that's the alchemy that this card points to. Not that the pain was worth it, but that you were not destroyed by it. And the brighter days this card promises, well, not a dismissal of what is hard right now, but a statement of faith from the ancient wisdom of every human being who has ever walked through heartache and found themselves on the other side, still standing. And you will find yourself standing too. And let me ask you a soul question, because before we move into our meditation, I want you to consider this question and carry it with you. Where in your life is sorrow or difficulty quietly shaping you into someone stronger, wiser, or more compassionate than you were before? Now, don't force an answer. Don't perform one. Just sit with the question honestly and notice what arises. Bring it with you into the stillness now. And our meditation this week I have called In the Shadow, In the Light. And as always, please don't listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So when you are ready, and if it is safe to do so, gently close your eyes. And as we always do at the beginning, take a slow, deep breath in and a long, soft exhale. Again, breathe in and release. And as you do that, let your body soften. Let your jaw unclench. Let the weight of recent weeks begin to ease. Just slightly, just for now. And imagine yourself in a forest in the early morning. The light is low and golden, filtering down through the tall trees. There are shadows here, real ones, deep and cool, but they are dappled with patches of warmth where the sun finds its way through the canopy. Both shadow and light coexisting, neither cancelling the other out. And this is where you are right now. You are standing in a place that holds both. Now bring to mind something that you are carrying, a grief, a disappointment, a loss, or a heartache. Something that has been sitting quietly in you, perhaps for a while. You don't need to examine it in detail. Just acknowledge that it's there. Let it be here in this gentle space without needing to be fixed or explained. And place your hand on your heart and say silently, I honour what this has cost me. And breathe that in. Now, slowly, in your imagination, let your eyes lift from the shadow at your feet to the light filtering through the trees above you. Both are real and both belong here. And as you stand between shadow and light, notice, just notice, if there is anything this difficulty has given you that you would not otherwise have had. Perhaps a depth of feeling, a capacity for compassion, a knowing of what truly matters, or a resilience that you didn't realize you had. You don't have to be grateful for the pain, but you can acknowledge what grew in its shadow. Now say silently, this pain is shaping me. It does not define me. brighter days are already on their way. And let that land wherever it needs to land in you and breathe it in deeply. And stay here for just a few more quiet breaths, feeling that you are being held by the trees, held by the light. And when you're ready, begin to gently return. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take another deep breath. And if they're closed, slowly open your eyes and bring that light back with you. Oh, and following that beautiful meditation, this is the activation for you for this coming week. And this week I want to offer you something quieter than usual. Not a task, but an act of tending. Virgo season, which we're in now, is the season of gentle, loving attention to what needs care. And that care includes you. So this week, do one thing that is purely an act of kindness towards yourself. Not productivity, not self-improvement, but true, real kindness. Perhaps it's an early night, a slow walk somewhere beautiful, a conversation with someone who truly sees you as you are, and even permission to cry if the tears are there and they need to be released. Whatever it is, do it knowing that tending to yourself in sorrow is not weakness. It is wisdom. And it's exactly what this card is asking you to do. And you cannot rush healing, but you can create conditions for it to heal. So be gentle with yourself this week. The brighter days are not far away. And you will meet them more fully by taking care of yourself now in this shadow. So, returning to the card, sorrow heals. In the shadow of heartache, growth emerges. Let pain shape you, not define you, as brighter days beckon just ahead. Well, what a card, and what a week to receive it in. After the intensity of the past month, after everything the eclipses have stirred up, revealed, and rearranged, well, this message arrives like a steady, compassionate hand. Your sorrow is real, oh yes, but it's also temporary. You are being shaped, not broken. The light is already finding its way through the canopy, through that beautiful forest canopy. So hold on. Tend to yourself. Trust the process of healing, even when it's slow and non-linear and nothing like you expected. You're not at the end of your story. You are at the middle of one of its most important chapters. And of course, if you feel called to move through this season with more support, to gently explore what's been stirred in you and find your way towards the light. Well, of course, as always, I would love to walk alongside you and help you with my modalities like Spirit Talk Journeys, Quantum Journeys Hypnosis, that is amazing. Or if you have pets that you'd like to also just move forward with, I offer holistic animal wellness as well. And all the details are at holistic-health.au. And of course, you're always welcome to reach out to me through the contact form and just let me know how I can help you. So thank you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, as always, have a blessed week, but also have a gentle and healing week. Stay open, stay grounded, and be so very kind to yourself. Bye for now.